The nationally televised hearings at the National Assembly building in Ivory Coast commercial capital Abidjan began Monday.
Il n'est pas ici question de faire un procès de qui que ce soit, mais plutôt d'avoir des informations.
The head of Parliament's Environment Commission, Mamadou Dié, said it is not the goal here to put anyone on trial. He told the Assembly, "We are searching for clear and precise information concerning what really happened." Around 77,000 Abidjan residents have sought medical treatment for symptoms linked to the dumping of 528,000 liters of liquid chemical waste at more than a dozen sites around the city last month. Health officials say 8 people have been confirmed to have died from toxic waste-related illnesses. The August 19th dumping of the waste, offloaded from a tanker ship chartered by the Dutch-based company Trafigura Beheer BV, has led to the resignation of Prime Minister Charles Konenbani's transitional government. Parliament had called on 5 men, the former directors of customs and the port of Abidjan, the former ministers of transportation and the environment, and the governor of the district of Abidjan to give testimony. However, ex-transportation minister Innocent Kobanen Anaki, who was dragged from his car and beaten by angry protesters last week, declined to appear, citing health problems related to the attack. The former minister of the environment, Jacques Ando, also failed to appear.
L'institution judiciaire est saisie. La Commission nationale.
In a letter read to the Assembly by panel president Dié, Ando said his first obligations were toward a criminal inquiry and 2 investigating committees set up by the Prime Minister last week.
S'il vous plaît. S'il vous plaît.
Abidjan District Governor Pierre Djedji Amongi, the last to speak Monday, was heckled by Assembly members as he began his testimony. The hearings are scheduled to continue Tuesday. It remains unclear what, if any, action Parliament might take. Ivory Coast National Assembly has been a lightning rod for controversy in recent years due to a boycott of the last legislative elections by one of the principal opposition parties. The body is now largely dominated by supporters of President Laurent Gbagbo. The elected mandate of its members expired last October, and no new election was held. The suggestion by international mediators in Ivory Coast's 4-year-old civil war that the body be dissolved sparked 5 days of violent riots across the government-controlled south in January. Joe Bavier for VOA News, Abidjan.